Is it right you do a whole podcast about keeping up appearances?
Yes.
Wow. All about keeping up appearances.
It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
There you go.
So welcome to this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. Fresh off a footballing weekend for the Keeping Up Appearances gang. We are a man short for the majority of this week's episode, as it's just myself, Bob and Tosh, as Sean is not here. However, he will be joining us for Marooned 5, and we will also have a special guest who I will let Tosh introduce later. Before then, us three will go into any given Saturday, and I think Bob has prepared, hopefully, a factually correct any given Saturday this time round, and yeah, we'll see how we get on.
I'm actually fairly confident there aren't any inaccuracies in that, so if there are, I will hang my head in shame. So, a lot was made of the fact that it was 14 years since Everton beat Liverpool at Goodison. So we're going back to 2010, but Derby was on the Sunday, so today's any given Saturday games are from Saturday the 16th of October 2010. Our first game is Fulham 1, Tottenham 2.
Did Bain score?
No.
Fulham 1, Tottenham 2. Was one of the Tottenham strikers Russian?
Yes.
Oh.
Question.
I was trying to think of another. I could ask the better one. I thought is him. I'm going to just say, is it Roman Pavlyuchenko?
It is.
Are any of the other players still playing?
Technically, yes.
Technically, okay. There's Bob's curveball for the week.
just the way you ask the question. It's a difficult question to answer.
Right, okay.
Is
that for the Fulham or the Tottenham player?
Tottenham.
Right, okay. Is he English?
Yeah. Are you still on the Tottenham player?
Yes.
Yes, he is English.
And technically he still plays?
Yeah, he technically hasn't retired yet.
Does he play for an English team?
Sure, he doesn't play for anyone.
Yes.
Does he?
Premier League team?
Yeah.
14 years ago?
I would someone technically play.
So someone who maybe just hasn't retired?
Is it someone like... I think, you know, is it like a player coach kind of thing?
Yep.
Is it what's his face for United? Tom Huddleston?
Yes, it is.
Right, okay.
You love Tom Huddleston, Bob.
I do. Great player. What a sweet striker of a ball.
He was, yeah, that's very true. So is the Fulham one a striker?
Yes.
I wasn't convinced by you there. Did he often score
forward technically a striker?
No, slash winger slash forward.
Did he often score against Everton?
Not that I know.
Was he Hungarian?
No.
I think that Gira scored a fair amount against Everton, was me thinking. I often get, I always guess him as well. So technically a striker. Was he American?
No.
European?
No. Well, Your favourite of?
European people plays for... Does he play for an African country?
Yeah.
But is he born in France?
Yes. Oh, he could have been in Tosh's team the other week.
Oh.
He wouldn't be. But I'm just saying where he was from.
Who is... So, did he represent, like, was it Algeria then, or...?
No.
Egypt?
No.
Oh, no.
Did he play for any other Premier League clubs?
Yes, he did.
Lots?
No. Two.
Two. Are they still in the Premier League? The clubs that you, the other clubs
no,
that you played
no.
for.
Other clubs now.
Other clubs not in the Premier League.
Was it? Oh, you already said it was a pretty much a striker. Might need to give us one of them clubs, Bob. I'm struggling.
He may have been an answer on any given Saturday before. I know that's not going to massively help you, but who'd be the better team to give you? Portsmouth.
Is
he dead?
No.
Who was his kind of?
No, it's not Papa Boo.
Who was his God kind of like? Him. Sort of the Premier League could be like he's most synonymous with.
Based on number of appearances, the Premier League team that I haven't said.
Oh,
it's not John Pansel, is it?
Great name. No, it's not.
He's played for Fulham, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he Ghanaian?
Yeah.
He's also not a striker, so that definitely doesn't work. I'm trying to think of that Fulham team like Zamora would be up top for them, probably, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but he's famously not from Paris.
It'd probably be around the time they got to that final, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Who played in that final?
Do you want the other Premier League team he played for?
I think we might need it.
Yeah, go on.
West Brom.
Brom? Is it Dean Horsfield again, or?
No, it's not.
Can you give us his initials? Or is that too late?
Or a clue to his name. I always like them ones.
This is going to completely give it away, but he shares a surname with a Sky Sports pundit who famously didn't know who got sent off.
Yeah.
I mean, Kamara, his first name is Dingo
Diamante.
Yeah.
Ah, good one. Good yeah, should have got that.
No inaccuracies there.
No, very good, Bob. Very professional, that.
Thank you.
You always work best when Sean's not here. I'll make a note of that. Get the best out
of
Bob.
Should have been on a different team on Sunday as well. The second game is another 2-1. This time it is Bolton 2, Stoke 1.
Two classics.
Right. Is the Stoke goal scorer a striker?
No.
Defender?
I think he did occasionally play in defence, but wouldn't be known as a defender. The Stoke scorer is probably the easiest.
Did he have a long throw?
Yes.
Mr. Delap.
Yep.
Rory. And then Bolton. Would you class either of the Bolton scorers as like Bolton Streets Won't Forget type scorers?
Not like iconic Bolton, but they were probably Bolton probably went may have gone down this year. I don't know. They were probably Bolton's least shit players in that squad.
Did one of them go on to play for Chelsea?
No.
One of them a midfielder.
Yeah.
Was he a midfielder
slash winger? No.
Midfielder slash winger. Would his surname be someone who'd come round and chop me trees down for me and fix the plants?
No. Didn't know they had someone called Tree Surgeon.
Ricardo Gardner.
To keep on kind of Sasha's theme before, did one of them nearly die? Thank God he didn't.
Oh, yeah. Had that sack on the pitch.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is too late for that. Did one of them, a French lad who played for Arsenal, Chelsea, played for loads of clubs? No. Is he too late for that? For Bolton?
Yeah.
Probably was.
Yeah.
We said midfielder slash winger, didn't we?
Yeah.
can play on the wing
for one of them anyway.
English?
Nope. Neither of them.
Did play for another Premier League club?
What, the midfielder slash winger did?
Are they still in the Premiership?
Yes.
That club? Yeah.
You're a big fan.
Crystal Palace. Wait, before or after Bolton?
After. I've intentionally made this one difficult to, as retaliation for you slagging me off for my last effort.
This is hard, this way.
Somebody play for Palace afterwards. No, I don't think he went there. I was going to say not Darren Ambrose, no.
No.
He didn't think he played for Bolton anyway, did he? God, I am struggling.
Yeah, I've just got like no idea. Is the other one a striker?
Yeah.
Was he Swedish?
That's what I was thinking of.
Not him.
Was he English? Oh, no, he said neither way. So I was going to say Big Kev. Striker.
Lots of ideas, me.
Was he mentioned earlier? As in, he scored again. He scored in that game where Tim Howard scored now.
I can't remember who scored for Bolton.
I was going to say David and Gog.
Oh, no.
Might need the clues here.
Okay, I'll see if he was in either of them or in this team.
Might need a clue here, Bob.
clue. The midfielder slash winger was born in and represented South Korea.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm going to say his name wrong and maybe we put it. Is it someone like. Yeah, I feel this is dangerous. This. I'm Googling his name. I'm going to say if it was what I was thinking, if it's not, I'll.
Well, you can say one of his names, which.
Was it Young? No,
but pretty much
Young.
Yes.
Was it someone Chung Young?
Yes, his first name is Latchford Evans of Steps fame.
Oh, Lee Chung Young.
Yeah,
that was so hard, Bob.
You still got one more to go.
Do you want to give up?
No, give us a clue. Come on, go.
Born in Hamburg, represented Croatia.
Bolton?
Yeah.
Not one of Harry Redknapp's favourites?
No, he only played for Bolton in the Premier League.
Oh, God. Did he, like, notably play for Croatia, yeah?
He scored 12 goals and 41 appearances, which isn't too bad, really.
Does his name end in itch?
Yes.
And now is it down there, actually, now?
Does now think of like a game of Scrabble? Think what was in before that.
Oh, okay, I mean, I can't think of a Croatian player who played for Bolton anyway.
Yeah, me neither. You might have,
done us. Get in. Can you give us one more clue? What are his initials?
I-K.
Oh, someone, Ivan Klasnic, was it?
Yeah.
Tough.
Good job. Difficult, that. Lee tough. And Klasnic are the two bottom. Wow.
Well, at least I got a step reference in there.
That was a tough round, that, Bob. Theory.
Retaliation for slagging me off.
Those two players might as well have not played for Bolton, to be honest. even though they did.
I remember that Klasnic now, but again, I was just struggling. Yeah, they were difficult.
but well done, Bob.
Thank you. No inaccuracies.
So
only because we don't know anything about them players to know that.
Yeah.
You've done well.
You've done well. Thank well you. Done, Bob. So
redemption.
Yeah, a resounding win for Bob in this week's Any Given Saturday.
I think Sean would have had a meltdown in that.
Yeah, he might have been, yeah, fuming that was too hard, but you never know. He might have known them, he might have got them. But speaking of him, we will let him in now and we'll bring in our special guest as we head over to Marooned 5.
Okay then, moving on to this week's Marooned 5, and we're lucky enough to have a special guest on this week, but also joins, Sean has managed to join us just for this part. So our special guest this week is going to be relating to our theme, which is fantastic headers, and we're delighted to have Phil Devine for his third/fourth appearance on the Keeping Up Appearance podcast. Phil, would you like to explain... Phil, would you like to explain why you're on this week?
Well, there was a little matter of an Archdiocese of Liverpool charity match at Marine FC on Sunday. Picture the scene. It's 4-4. It's 15 to go. They bring the big man on up top and he does the business. He scores an excellent diving header. Then proceeds to do a belly slide in the corner, which he's now regretting because he's got no knee. And then follows it up with a back post tower and header at the end as well. Maybe even you could call it crashing to win the game 6-4. It's the best game of footy I have ever played and will ever play. And it'd be the best day of my life.
Any comments, Sean?
I love the phrase diving header. I'd probably call it a falling header.
It was a belly flop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's sacrilege.
It worked, Phil.
Yeah, so. And the tower and header at the back post was very Crouch versus Trinidad and Tobago.
It did. I get that. It was leaning back, yeah.
You headed it down, though. That's what you all get told.
Yeah. Get back in.
It was good. No, I'll take what I said back. It was the best moment of Phil's life, and it was the worst of mine. I'll put a photo on the Twitter and the Instagram just to prove, one, that happened, and also you'll see my reaction.
Honestly, your face on the picture tells the story, Sean.
It does.
That's the best part of it.
Yeah. I just wasn't in a good place then anyway.
Yeah, out of position again, were you?
You what?
Out of position again, were you? Or?
That's what happens when everyone else is out of position, yeah? And you got to fill in. But
in our defence, we were told we had about 17 central midfielders.
Yeah. In our defence, we had no one.
Has your pride recovered?
Mine?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be pride, it wasn't damaged. I'm fully aware of me limitations as a player.
I got over those at the age of 12, so I'm fine.
Yeah, it was more just... Yeah, I don't know. The head in hand was genuinely, I couldn't believe. One, that Phil could do that, but two... to that the absolute collapse was taking place.
Yeah,
it was all
your fault.
We might. You what?
It was all your fault giving that pen away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The pen that wasn't a pen, yeah. Nice one. What, Phil?
You done ball it.
No, I didn't.
He didn't. He honestly didn't. He didn't.
Did it hit your hand?
It hit my arm, which was tucked behind my back.
Wasn't behind your back. You put it there after he did it.
This is the referee's union.
I can confirm that it was the first one, especially Phil. I thought that was a brilliant header. A proper, you steered. It was a diving, but you also like steered it in as well. It was
a little turn of the head.
It was a footballer's goal. Like only a footballer scores that goal, in my opinion. So shows
I don't know
everything
where it came from. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
came from. Or maybe that's what gifted footballers do.
Do you know the only way it would have been better, Phil, is if it was in front of the stand?
Ruined it, really.
I did threaten to do an Adebayor if I scored, but I don't think I'd have made it that far.
Especially without a knee.
Even me slide at the halfway line.
Most in the second half, most of our players got up to that end and never got back, so I think that was wise. But based on that theme, Phil's fantastic header, we're going to bring our favourite headers to the table. So... anyone want to jump in first?
I'll jump in.
Ooh,
first.
Straight in.
Yeah, straight in. And I'm going to correct you. We're going for great headers because of DCL. his iconic second goal in the derby. That was the original idea for this, and Phil's gegged in. So I'll start with, I've been told that I need to give a full, unreserved apology to Dominic Calvert-Lewin because I've slagged him off all season. So there it is. I'll never slag him off again. And I think after my performance on Sunday, I will never criticise a footballer ever, ever again.
Bob, do you know what an apology is?
What?
I said
sorry.
No,
like,
you didn't.
It's like David Brent's to hear Tim at the end of the air office.
Okay, I'm sorry to any professional footballer I've ever slagged off in my life. So my nomination for iconic headers is from the greatest footballer of all time, not Leighton Baines, but Lionel Messi in the 2009 Champions League final against Man United. It's a goal in the Champions League final. It's a great header scored by a bit of a midget. And it's just unfair that he can do absolutely everything and then he scores an iconic goal with his head. He's obviously a bit of a freak of nature, isn't he? And it is just a great finish. We were talking about Phil's instinct finish with his belly flop slash diving header. And I think obviously wasn't a similar goal to that, but just the way he did the perfect thing at the perfect time. The only difference really is that Phil's was at Marine and Messi's was in Rome.
It's not the first time I've been compared to Lionel Messi, to be fair.
Won't be the last either. so mine's Messi in the Champions League final.
Yeah, fair play. Great header, that one. Again, it is one of them iconic Messi goals, wasn't it? I think, you know, he scored a couple against United, but that one, he seems to get so high. And I'm always confused. He runs off with his boot in his hand, and I don't really understand how his boot fell off.
Off on it. Adidas couldn't have paid for that if they'd tried. Like a perfect advert.
Was it a blue boot, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, blue boot, yeah. I think one of maybe the F50 type of ones. I think it comes off when he lands, doesn't it? I think it comes off as he lands.
Not a great advert for them.
Oh yeah.
If your boots aren't staying on, it's a bit of a problem.
Sean owes a big pair of boots. What were your thoughts on that, Sean?
If he was going scuba diving after the match, you would have been all right.
What's the story about the boots? I didn't get onto this.
Have you not seen the picture of Sean with his head in his hand? It's like open for a surprise, and Sean just got the biggest boots on ever.
It's like the big black fella on the bed. When you open it, rather than the big fella, it's just a big boot.
Hey, you must have played everyone on side with VAR with them boots on.
It's so good.
Yeah. It is so good. Yeah. But yeah, I think good shout. Obviously, I'm sure everyone's seen that header towering over Rio Ferdinand. But yeah, perfect cross from Xavi who crosses it in. I think, sealing the Champions League.
Someone his height has got no right to be scoring a goal like that.
But it's even like that. It's the hang time he has, isn't it? Like, yeah. it's just like he's in the air forever. Boss.
Let's make it 2-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Keta had scored the first. And there was also that, it was like that game Evan was legend. Sort of. Yeah, that game was sort of billed as like Messi v Ronaldo, because at that time Ronaldo was like Footballer of the Year, World Footballer of the Year, and I think obviously Messi to score a goal, that's probably one thing you would usually say Ronaldo is better at Messi than in the air, and for Messi to do that, maybe a nice little touch there. But yeah, good shout, Bob. Good suggestion. I didn't think of that one. Anyone want to jump in next?
I'll jump in next just because I'm looking at the time. I've gone for a bit of a context goal, really, but if you watch it, it is actually a good header, especially considering where he plays. So I've gone for Alisson Becker versus West Brom in the 2020-2021 season. So the COVID behind closed doors one. If you don't know, it was the third to last game of the season. Liverpool needed to basically win every game to get in the top four. And we were undergoing a Sam Allardyce masterclass at West Brom. Up goes Alisson Becker in the 95th minute, and he rises like a salmon to flick his header into the far post, and I'd say for the crowd to go wild, but there wasn't anyone there, so it was just the players cheering. A bit like me on Saturday, it's Sunday.
There's a sellout. There's a big crowd there.
Yeah, true. All at the wrong end. But yeah, so the context of it, like a goalie scoring a goal is always great. I wasn't sure. I was going to choose, well, when I heard header, I was trying to think of another goalie to not just go for a Liverpool one, but I thought Jimmy Glass had headed it in, but he does it on like the half volley. So, because that would have been even better to keep Carlisle in the league. But yeah, to keep Liverpool in the top four race, it would have been even better. The only like dampener on it
is that he's a Nazi.
Allegedly. Had we got on the next season and won the Champions League, which obviously we got to the final and got beat by Real Madrid. But that to be like the moment we got in the top four and then win the Champions League would have been like a dream story, but then obviously not. But any goalie scoring a goal is great. Last minute, obviously even better, but then knocking it in with his head, a proper Phil Devine, we might say. It's good stuff.
It actually is a brilliant header as well, isn't it? It's a proper header.
Can I interject? This Phil Devine thing's not catching on.
I was talking about Phil's again. Alison's was all right. But yeah, no.
I think the four of us, I assume, other than Phil, if we were watching that game, as soon as Alison comes up, we'd know exactly what's happening. That was just always going. Liverpool needed the goal, and he comes up and he's going to score a header here. And he did.
He did.
Liverpool to get those kind of things. But,
well, I actually wasn't watching. I remember I was working upstairs in my house, and I've got like, there's a group chat with a couple of mates, and none of them are Everton or Liverpool. And I'm always obviously putting in there about the way Liverpool are and the look. And I just got a text from one of them saying something like, only Liverpool. So I just looked at my phone and thought, oh, they've obviously just scored last minute again. And then I looked at last minute and I seen Alisson had scored. I was like, oh my God. Like, just as you say, you knew that was getting them fourth on the back of that.
You say it's only just... Liverpool, your goalie once scored because...
And how did Everton get on?
Ah, yeah, you got beat. That is only Everton,
yeah. Our goalie put us 1-0 up and with about 15 minutes to go against Bolton, who ended up going down that year, and we still got beat.
Oh.
And David and Gog scored.
For Bolton, yeah?
Yeah.
No, for Everton.
Good shout, Phil. Thank you very much for that. And again, you're coming from the expert like yourself, I think that should hold a lot of weight, really. Oh. I think, doesn't it? Yeah. Listeners should be voting for that one, really, knowing what Phil's done. Anyone want to come in next or go on, Sean?
Go on. I'll jump in only because mine links, because we've gone from one, you could say hero, who scored two headers in a match in Phil Devine.
Oh.
To my nomination, who also did the same. So let's go back 30 odd years now to Man United in the early days of the Premier League. Yeah, United were 1-0 down at Sheffield, as far as I'm aware. And coming into the last couple of minutes, I was going to say an unexpected hero came about, but he actually was quite a prolific goal scorer for a while for Man United, wasn't he, Steve Bruce?
Yeah, I think so.
He was a top scorer one season, wasn't he?
I'm not sure.
So yeah, obviously I've just dropped his name there, but I'm going for Steve Bruce, who scored two absolute bullet headers against Sheffield to effectively change football history. Like, I think mine, you can talk about context, I don't think any have got the weight that Steve Bruce, well, in many ways, Steve Bruce's head got a lot of weight in it, but also his head does have a lot of weight too, because the birth of Fergie time pretty much came in that game. You've got the iconic celebrations on the line of Alex Ferguson and Brian Kidd, and then it sets them off to win the first Premier League to then go on and just dominate. So the main thing that I want to bring up here is, number one, I had, I'm sure Bob and Callum will remember this, I had a weird obsession with those Steve Bruce goals when we were in sixth form. And Steve Bruce celebrating was actually my BlackBerry background for probably about a year.
I was actually going to ask you that.
It's so weird. I don't know why, but I did.
Because you're weird.
Yeah, it must be that. It must be that.
Now that you said that, how are they even bigger gimps in our year than you?
Oh, right.
I was gonna say, have you now changed your photo to Phil Devine bullet header?
Yeah, just me no, in, the just... in the corner. With me, yeah, yeah.
and your feet on the halfway line.
Know what they say about big boots, Sean?
Oh, terrible footballers. But yeah, so yeah, I had a weird obsession with that. I think it might be in as you all saw on Sunday. I'm in awe of people that can head the ball because I absolutely cannot. So yeah, it's always been a bit of a thing for me, those Steve Bruce goals. But the another thing is, out of the two goals he scores, the first one's actually well better, but it's not really viewed as often. It's very similar, comes in from the right hand side and he's on the edge of the box and almost like glances it, but with power across goal to take it to 1-1. And then the next one, you get the ball in from Palastet. It gets a little header on from the Sheffield player and he hits it across goals. That's the famous one. But if you actually watch it, the first header's unbelievable. Should get a bit more credit, in my opinion. So yeah, that's mine. I'm going for Steve Bruce. And I genuinely think not only are they boss headers, they're just iconic in England and just changed the course of football history. So I don't really see how anyone else can compete with that. And also, I had a few honourable mentions. Well, the main one was Javier Hernandez for Man United.
Oh, delight.
The weird, yeah, where he's like, it's almost like behind him, and he manages to. I might actually put this on YouTube so people can see us all try that header, because we all did it at the exact same time. Yeah, that was another one I was going to go for, but it doesn't really have much significance other than the fact.
We all remembered it, though.
Yeah. That's true. It just almost like defies like the human body, how he can get his head around like that. But yeah, I'm going with Steve Bruce.
Yeah, I think great shout. I think you're right in what you say, Sean. There's probably not many more iconic ones. I think maybe the one Callum's going to suggest, but it's the first one. I haven't watched it. Is that the one with Nigel Worthington's on the post sort of daydreaming? Or is that a completely different goal? Like someone on the post, like just... And it goes in over his head and he's barely even watching, or have I just made that up?
No, I mean, it might be, because the first one, as I say, he's on the edge of the box. It almost comes out of nowhere, but Bruce gets loads of power and sends it back across goal, so it might be that, yeah.
And the second one, as you say, is a brilliant header, isn't it, as well? But, I think great shout. Any other thoughts for Brucey? His second attempt to get on the island, was he one of the very first weeks we picked him for no cap wonders?
Was he the obvious one though? He was.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I wasn't picked. That's good point.
Great author, and he's obviously got that bacon video as well.
Yeah,
so put
which
that
we also
in on
mentioned
the
at the time. Yeah, put that in
when pole. when we do best football books, that is the obvious one. I know which one won't be getting nominated.
I thought Bob saw not me until he said something about bacon.
Yeah, you don't eat bacon, do you?
No, I think that was a great shout, and I think like. Probably what Phil was maybe saying with his sliding doors effect of Liverpool would have won the Champions League that next year. Yours is probably, I don't think you can get much of a bigger sliding doors effect than that goal. And I think, the celebrations, I said, were great. Fergie sort of showed that he can't run and celebrate at the same time. Yes, like he runs it like a couple of steps, then stops celebrating, then runs. You can't
it's
run,
not out.
Wave his arms.
Of the man we know now, it's all out of character, isn't it?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, good all round. I like it, Sean.
Yeah, great. Got two left, and I think mine and Cal's are going to be similar, so I'm going to go first, Callum, if you don't mind. I'm going to pick my favourite header, and there was no other one that came into my mind. I love a diving header, and I think mine and Callum's have got that in common. So mine is going to be Henrik Larsson, the King, Euro 2004, first match against Bulgaria. I think he scored a couple in a 5-0 win, but his second goal is... for my money, maybe the perfect diving header. So if you haven't watched that and you haven't seen that, you need to get on and have a look at that. So again, I'm going to set the scene. I actually haven't watched it, I was rushed today, but it comes from the left. A fella's running as he crosses it on the run, and Larsson's just entering the edge of the box and he falls into the header. And as he falls in, like, perfect diving header right into the bottom corner, heading it down, as we mentioned earlier. And I just think the timing of that, I think in terms of difficulty of skill, I don't think there's many harder things you could have done there. I don't think, as in to time the jump
and to land and to put the header into the bottom corner. It goes in so fast. It's a bullet header. I just think it's one of them goals, and it's the header that always stands out for me, alongside maybe the one Callum is going to suggest. It's probably a lesser known header than the other ones, but also one of them goals that, like, when I'm, you know, you're scrolling through X or Twitter or whatever, or Instagram, and you sort of see it's got a collection of goals, and it's, I know that's coming up. I'll always stop to watch that because I just think it's an unbelievable goal. But yeah, maybe not, maybe we won't win, but I actually think technically it is the best goal out of the lot that have been mentioned so far. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, hard to ask you about King Henrik, really.
Yeah, and yeah, also...
Go on, Tosh.
No, sorry, can you show Sean?
No, go on, you go.
No, I was just going to say, with regards to last, I was meant to say that, you know, growing up, he was one of my favourite players as well. So to see him in Euros, he was a bit older then, you know, arguably past his prime, but, you know, still to do that in the Euros. I think he'd just come out of retirement for that tournament as well. I think he had retired before, if memory serves, so to then score two. And then it was a Sweden group that knocked out. I think Italy ended up not getting through that group, and you thought Sweden would do well, but they didn't really. But, God, sorry, Sean, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I think what we're, obviously we haven't said what Callum did, but I think the difference again between the two, Callum's definitely more famous, but he's unopposed, Callum's, isn't he, I suppose, when he heads it with his Larsen's under a decent bit of pressure,
yeah,
running like decent pace as well. And also, I've just been watching it when you're talking about it, and I love, have you seen the celebration?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's almost like he can't believe he scores it. He runs off like doing like this camp little hand wave. It's like, even in the moment, he's like cool as a cucumber normally. He can't believe he's just scored it. So yeah,
that's what Phil should have done. He wouldn't have a scab knee.
Yeah, that is a good point.
But again, yeah, I think, yeah, you're right, Sean, about the unopposed. And also the ball is going so fast from the cross. Yeah. I remember rightly, as I say, just the timing of it, I think, as I mentioned with Phil's head, I think a proper footballer for someone, Larsen was actually, for someone not that big, a brilliant in the air. Like, I remember he scores a header. He might score two headers in the UEFA Cup final a year or two before when Celtic got beat by Porto. One of them is it like an unbelievable header at the back post. Say, so just, I think just a fantastic football and a fantastic header. Yeah, and I think there is something great about a diving header. It is like a proper diving header. I think that's hard to beat. But yeah, if there's no thoughts, I think that's a nice little segue to go straight into Callum's.
Yeah, so as they've kind of alluded to, maybe you've already guessed what I'm going to do. Before I do say my nomination, though, I'll give a shout out to a header that wasn't in Duncan Ferguson's against Villarreal, which would have put us through to the Champions League. A fantastic towering header that was ruled out for next to no reason. And on that note, people may have seen Marcel Desailly's recent video of building the perfect footballer. I think he goes left foot Maradona, right foot De Bruyne, header Duncan Ferguson. So I think
he knows his stuff.
He does. We're giving nods to the big man there, because I mean, what a header that was, and what a header of a ball he was. But I am going to go with, yeah, possibly one of the most sort of famous headers of recent times. Back in the 2014 World Cup, it was nominated for the Puskás Award. I think James Rodriguez ended up winning that. But I am going
another for... Everton legend.
Correct. I am going for Robin Van Persie's header against Spain. That sort of diving header from the edge of the box to beat Iker Casillas. And I think, yeah, just the movement for the pass from Van Persie is just insane. It's not too dissimilar to his goal he scored against Villa, that volley where Rooney passes it. Sort of over that distance, he sort of makes that run off the defender's shoulder. And gets on the end of the ball. And I think, out of all headers mentioned today, I think that's the most technically sound header. He's finished it as if he's kicked it, if that makes sense. He's actually directed that ball in the way he needs it to go. He's like flicked that ball up over Casillas. Normally, headers are kind of just like instinctive, and it kind of just hits the forehead and it goes where it kind of goes. He's like hit that, like he's done it with his feet almost, and he's kind of like really, at that pace for that long of a ball, to get on the end of that, the timing, and then kind of do what he does with his head to time to make sure that loops over Casillas into the goal, I think is just, well, it's pretty unbelievable. Like, there can't be many headers that have been nominated for a Puskás Award.
I was just thinking that, to be fair, Carl.
Yeah, there can't be many. So, yeah, I think it's a special goal. And from someone who's not necessarily known for his heading ability, but obviously a very technically very, very good footballer, and also like movement-wise and stuff, an extremely good striker. I think that all comes together for that goal. And yeah, just obviously very, very, very iconic. So I'm going to go for Robin Van Persie's diving header against Spain.
Yeah, no, I think, as you say, I know we all alluded it pretty much. I think it's sort of the diving header, isn't it? I think, yeah, you're right about the point of it. I think to do that and to, because he sort of turns his body the other way to head it back that way, and to, in that time, to lob Casillas, like to see all them things going on is just unbelievable. I think I it's one of them goals I vividly remember watching that at the time. I remember that was a Friday evening. I remember I'd just finished exams and we were all in the house watching it at the uni. And I just remember like proper like celebrating that goal, as in what a goal that is. And yeah, I still think Larsson's is technically more difficult, but I think Larsson's to time everything perfectly. Van Persie, the only thing you say, the ball's quite slow to him, I think. You know, it's a looping sort of cross, but yeah, unbelievable goal. I wouldn't have any complaints if that had won.
One of the things I love about Van Persie as well is just like through the timing of his runs.
Yeah.
He's just so good at it. And even now, I've just been looking at it then. And again, it's a lot of players wouldn't have even been in that position. Do you know what I mean? To be on the end of that. Or if they had potentially taken it down or whatever. But yeah, I think it's genuine. I be honest, if we didn't have a guest, that probably would have been the obvious one, wouldn't it? Seriously, as you say, yeah. Because it's like.
Because Carl picked it. Or...
No, because like, as Carl says, like, nominated for a Puskás Award, like,
yeah,
the header we think about, innit? Not that that should be taken away from it, because it's there for a reason. It's honestly unbelievable. Yeah. And the occasion as well. Especially against Spain and stuff, looking at the type of players he's playing against. It's, yeah.
Boss. And again, it's like Spain coming on the back of, like, three consecutive tournament wins, and that was the first game Spain, I think, went 1-0 up in the game. And I think that was to equalise, if I remember right, you know, like all them things. It was sort of just the end. And Spain, did Holland go win that game like 5-1 or something?
Yeah, it's 5-1. I think Alonso, yeah. Mate, I think Alonso scored the penalty.
Yeah, I think they went 1-0 up.
Put them 1-0 up, yeah. And then, yeah, I think they won 5-1.
Robin scored a couple, yeah. I think it's a great shout. I meant to say an honourable mention, which I just thought at the time. My honourable mention was Keith Houchens in the 1987 FA Cup final. Another prop effort. Coventry, linking back to last week. Talking about Coventry, a proper diving header. So if you get the chance to look at that one, please do.
Right, I've then, already forgotten his name.
Keith Houchen.
I also thought Drogba against Bayern.
Unbelievable idea. Yeah.
As like when you think about headers of the ball, like when you said about Duncan Ferguson, I think of Drogba as well. Like your power. Like as I said, I like you like a diving header, I just like a bullet.
Drogba just
got so much power in it. And the only thing I think that stopped me picking that, other than me weird love of Steve Bruce, is the fact that I didn't see it live, because obviously famously we didn't watch it, did we, Tosh?
Well, Lincoln, and apologies, I know we're rambling on here, just the Drogba point, I think it's a great point, Sean, because I don't know if you've seen after Man City Forest the other day, Paul Mason was talking about people who like go up for corners, like not to win there, they just know like centre halves, the way like Guardiola goes to win that head, Drogba there. Drogba has to run to meet that and direct that. Like that's he has no right to score that goal.
It's insane,
there. He makes that goal there. Like he runs to get there. The header, there's like a person on the post. There's Neuer in goal.
Yeah.
Who gets a hand to it. It's just like the power he generates there is just unbelievable.
I think another special mention for Ian Dowie. But his is in the wrong end. West Ham against Southport. If you haven't seen it, go and see it. The throwing comes in and there's a couple of headers sort of back and forth across the box.
Another lob.
And he sort of comes in at like the back post, like an actual like proper bullet header, put into his own goal. It's absolutely insane.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It was a classic like of the soccer AM genre. Remember the one they used to show on the Chris where the fella kicks it into his own face?
Yeah.
And it actually broke his nose as well. Yeah. That's a bad.
Yeah, try and watch that Ian Dowie one if you can. It's absolutely fantastic. I think it was at the other end. It might have been up there.
I've got name. I think it was. Yeah, I've just got the name. Chris Brass was the name of the fellow who scores their own goal.
Yeah, that's the great one.
But yeah, kicks into her face. And if I remember correctly, he actually broke his own nose in doing that as well as scoring an own goal. Right then.
Yeah, that is a great goal, that. Ian Dowie one, that's unbelievable.
I have to put a big thread of all these up, Sean, on the Twitter.
Yeah, that's the first thing that popped up as well. Ian Dowie on YouTube just comes up with own goal, which is great.
Right then, so if we wrap it up, our favourite headers based on our guest, Phil Devine's fantastic header on the weekend. We had
ACL.
and DCL's fantastic header against the Reds. Henrik Larsson was my pick. Sean went with Steve Bruce. Bob went with Lionel Messi. Phil went with Alisson. And Callum wrapped us up with Robin Van Persie. So as always, get yourself over to X, vote please, and we'll see who gets marooned to the island with Kumas. Just realised I didn't say who won last week. Luka Modric, Jamie Jones, and the rest of the lads. So get over to X and give us a vote. Thank you.
Going to be a right. battle for the number 10 there, isn't it?
Yeah, some unbelievable midfielders, you think, like the players we've got there, Jason Kumas, Pogba and all that. So, yeah, get yourself over to X and vote. Right then, moving on, we're going to pick our game. But
he's a pro, you can tell he knows what he's doing now.
Now that he's got reliable internet.
Yeah. You like your mum's again?
Your mum has, yeah. Yeah, I should have really thanked Phil for coming on for that bit, shouldn't I, at the end of Maroon 5, but someone
do you want to just say that now?
You'd be able to edit
that
out.
Sean put the clip in of, thanks for that, Phil.
Okay, yeah, will do.
Okay.
Thanks, Phil. Now, sorry. Thanks for that, Phil.
In the absence of Sean, the teams are in the wheel, and the winner is Leicester versus Blackburn, as you can see there. So we will now get our number, which, as always, will be between 50 and 450 for Leicester versus Blackburn Rovers. So our numbers are in. And the number for this week is, fairly kind to us, 140. So 140 appearances for either Leicester or Blackburn Rovers.
What can we do for song of the week?
Something to do with headers, head, shoulders, knees and toes.
So well, what's that one with that? Where's your header?
That's a good one, that, actually.
Yeah, do that.
So, are the songs about salmons, do you think?
Yeah, something about leaping.
Jump.
Jump by Pointer jump. Sisters or Girls Aloud. Yeah.
Or Van Halen.
Nah. Only that jump. Sean could pick that. Right then, 140. Come on then.
How many did Lorcamps Pedersen have?
Too many.
Plenty more than that.
If Sean knows it's like 200 out, he'll probably go for it. I can't think of anyone before like that Blackburn. I just wouldn't know how long they were there.
It's a bit of a hard one, isn't it?
Got a couple of names like from like the last few years, but I just wouldn't know if they'd have played them for like a year or like five or six.
To be fair, the most times we've put the championship game in, it's came out, hasn't it?
It's what?
The most of the time we've put the championship game in.
It comes out quite a lot.
It comes out, that's what I mean, yeah. Like statistically.
Comes out, it's about one in three usually, which is pretty good going.
You do the math.
Sean's asked if it's for us to tell him the game.
Yeah, tell him, you just have to add it in, won't
he? To be fair, he could just do it as he's editing, couldn't he? Just do it live without him knowing.
Good point, Callum.
What do you think is best? Previously when people have dropped off, we've been told. I know it's different because Sean edits it, but
I wasn't always told, just make that point. The whole league scenario changed on the back of that.
Leave him with the surprise, I reckon.
I've already told him.
Right, I've got one Leicester player.
I mean, I've got four or five names written down, so I could go, I just need to pick one.
Well, I've got a couple, but I've got me one who was, the other son's going to be no good.
I've actually got more Blackburn names to write it down, but again, I've got no idea how long they are. And
might just go for Sabotage here because.
Oh, I like the sounds of that.
Since I went last on Maroon 5, can I go first on KUA?
Yeah, you're at the checker as well. We need you checking.
So, I think we're all ready. Hopefully, you've got your answers locked in as well at home. So, 140 appearances for either Leicester or Blackburn. I'll go first, and I am going to stick to my roots and hope this player didn't play for too long at Leicester. I don't think he did. I think he's only there for a few seasons. I'm going to go with Highton's very own David Nugent.
Oh, I thought you were going to stick to the actual route and say Jeffrey Schlupp.
I thought you were going to pick another Leicester player like you've picked before for Maroon 5. I thought that's because that was even on my list. I was worried you'd pick that one. But Sean's also sent his answer in as well, so we can say that. Should we say Sean's just so none of us say it? Sean has just sent his answer in. Sean is going to go with Robbie Savage. You have to specify for who, actually. Yeah, good point. We'll get back to
it. He's used as double. We have to double it.
Yeah. Would you pick the one furthest out? And that's the one Sean would be happy with, I think. So just about average. Do you want to go next, Bob, or any preference?
No, you got it.
Yeah, I've got a few names. I've tried a lot of me Leicester ones tend to be around that title winning time. So I actually didn't think of Nugent, though, Carl. I had a couple of others I've sort of alluded to, Riyad Mahrez. I think I'm going to go down the Blackburn route because I sort of remember them being around the Prem. So I've got a few names for like that last team, and I'm between two, one of which was a stalwart for, I reckon, 3-4 years, and the other one. Right, I'll go with the Moore Street. So I'm going to go Chris Samba. I think he's had a mention. So I'm going to go Chris Samba. The other name, I don't reckon Bob will have come. So I'm going to say the other name I had, which was, I was talking with Jordan Rhodes. So I sort of remember him being there 3-4 years, championship. But I genuinely, he might have been there. He could still be there now, for all I know, to be honest with you. So, I had a few other names, which maybe I'll say as Callum's checking, but I don't want to spoil Bob's thunder. But I'll go Chris Samba just. I remember him being there about 4-ish years, so maybe probably a bit more, but maybe I don't know.
I'm going to go for Jordan Rhodes. I'm not actually. Going to go for another Blackburn forward who is now on loan at Sheffield United and go for Ben Brereton Diaz.
Oh, very good. Again, wouldn't even have a clue. No, he played there, but yeah. Sounds like a reasonable shout. Sean has said he's going Blackburn for Robbie Savage. Would be quite funny if Leicester was closer.
That would be very good. Have you got any honourable mentions?
Yeah, no, I just had loads written down. I had a mention of someone who was in the show. I thought Danny Simpson popped into my head. Mahrez.
Oh, yeah.
From that Blackburn team, I had Paul Robinson in goal. I remember he was there, obviously, after Tottenham. But again, I actually can't remember whether he went down with them. I had Michel Salgado was the other one I thought. I feel like he was there 3-ish years, but again, not sure enough. So
I've just had a belated thought coming to my head. It's going to be a combination one, but not for players that have played for the two teams. It's going to be brothers that have both played for Blackburn, say the Olsen twins.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just wouldn't even wouldn't even know how many they've played. Not my strong point, Blackburn, Leicester.
Who did Sean say he was going for, sorry?
Robbie Savage. Robbie Savage.
Oh, sorry, Blackburn. Which team for Blackburn?
Yeah.
All the answers are very close.
To the answer, the actual question, or to the...
Not close to each other.
Oh.
Ooh. Sean might be in luck.
Yeah, they're all very close to each other in terms of how far out. Three of them are very close to each other in terms of actual number. One's the other way.
Is that Sean?
Maybe Sean's best guess was when he's not on the podcast, maybe. I've been thinking of a way of telling him he shouldn't really be on it too much, but maybe just stick to producing. So this could be the thing. Oh, Callum's done the numbers for me. So
I'm just going to make a note for the slush puppy book. Okay, then. So, results are in. Four guesses, as you might have heard Callum saying, all pretty close guesses, all within how many appearances that of each other? 8 or 9 appearances out of the target. So a close week this week. In fourth position with 185 appearances, so 45 out, was Chris Samba. So myself in fourth position this week, not good. I'm hoping to try and break the 100 with Bob as well, but that's not going to happen. In third position, or should I say joint second, actually, we've got two that are both 40 out, but either side of 140. So we've got someone with 180, who is David Nugent, and someone who was 100, which was Robbie Savage. Okay, which leaves us the winner, Bob, as usual, finishing the season as strong as he started it. Ben Brereton Diaz.
A bit of a tongue twister.
It is, yeah. I didn't realise it was, but I said that. 177, so 37 out. So all pretty close guesses, all not bad guesses, I don't think. But yeah, Bob takes the maximum points this week, as he has done for most of the season. You're muted, Callum.
There you go. It's best when I'm muted. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We do appreciate the support. Please keep it going. Please share as much as you can on social medias and tell friends and family to give it a little listen. It was a fantastic episode with a good guest in Phil Devine, so we thank Phil Devine for joining us on the back of his heading heroics. I'm sure he'll be dining out on that for years, and I'm sure the people of Crosby are still talking about those two brilliant headers. We had possibly the hardest ever any given Saturday in which Bob beat us and Tosh nearly got us cancelled, guessing one of the Bolton players. it was a great Maroon 5 and a really fun Maroon 5. Good to have Sean join us on that when he was unable to be in the rest of the podcast. And yeah, Bob goes away with maximum points in this week's Keeping Up Appearances, as usual, which I think does that take you over the 100?
Yeah.
Takes him over the 100 mark, which is, I think, deserves a bit of a clap. So well done to you for that, Bob.
The master.
Yeah, indeed. Yes. Some fantastic shouts over the course of the season. So yeah, we hope you enjoyed. We hope maybe you got closer than 37 in our Keeping Up Appearances game. And we'll see you next week for what will be the penultimate one of the season.
League season, yeah.
Yeah, the penultimate one of the league season. So yeah, a couple more till we wrap up for the season. And hopefully you've got some good stuff coming for you over the summer. See you next week.
You know what we haven't mentioned? Everton's impending administration.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
How can you be so convinced?
It's just nonsense. Did you read the article?
No,
that you've read the headline. It's literally, we contacted this company who are restructuring and insolvency advisors. It was nothing story.
As Bill Kenwright would say, Lord, take me now.
And on that note, we'll see you later.
Right, go on then.